Proclamation number 4571 of 22nd of February, 1949. Beatification. Knowledge. God's word direct. Conditions. I want you to be blessed. And therefore everything that is and happens around you is only a means to this end, yet you are free to use these means or to disregard them. It is now extremely important to be clear about the consequences of not using my means of grace, and thus it is necessary to gain knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation, of the meaning and purpose of creation and the meaning and purpose of earthly life, of the original relationship which existed between me and my living creations and the present apostasy relationship which has brought you this state of wretchedness from which I want to redeem you. The knowledge of everything is a necessity because it shall determine the life of every individual. As soon as the human being knows everything, he is already in a state of great grace, because ignorance is the natural consequence of the relationship of apostasy. Thus it proves a great distance from me which, however, shall be reduced according to my will, and the complete state of darkness must gradually change into a state of light in order to become the original state again, the state of beatitude. Right knowledge will also prompt the willing human being into a good way of life, into a change of life in love, into an alignment of his being with my fundamental being, which is love in itself. Consequently, it will be my constant endeavor to convey the right knowledge to the human being, and from this it follows again that I must speak to them because I alone know about the truth, because the truth originates from me and the person stands in the truth who receives it directly from me. Yet it cannot be conveyed to every person directly, because the hearing of my word is only possible in a certain degree of maturity and because, when this degree is reached, the human being himself must have fulfilled preconditions which correspond to my law of eternal order. Thus they cannot be circumvented if my word wants to be heard within himself. A good way of life according to my will also usually result in faith in the possibility of a direct connection with me, for this is the prerequisite that the human being opens himself to my word, that he desires to hear my language. Loving people will often converse with me of their own accord, they will believe without special knowledge that I am, and they will long for me. I can speak to them and will always be understood by them, only they will regard their spiritual knowledge thus received as their own thoughts. They will certainly also represent their thoughts as truth but never fully convinced as my word, as my utterance, as long as the process of a direct transmission is alien to them. But if, as a special gift of grace, people are offered an explanation about it which is intended to stimulate them to strive for a state themselves which enables them to hear me directly, I will give people the opportunity to increase their knowledge and thus to change the state of darkness into a state of light. But then all conditions I have attached to it must have been fulfilled first, which are a life of unselfish neighborly love, a profound faith in me and my love which wants to enter into contact with its creatures, an earnest desire to attain truthful knowledge, and now a conscious preparation and listening within in order to be able to hear me myself in the form of light-filled thoughts or also spoken words which resound. Anyone who cannot believe this direct working of mine is also unable to hear my soft voice, for his inward listening will not take place with depth and conviction. He therefore does not hear because he does not open his spiritual ear. And it is this faith which people lack, even if they would otherwise be enabled by the way of life in accordance with my will. But the fact that people have lost the knowledge of it is only evidence of their great distance from me, which is an obstacle to knowing my powerful working, but which nevertheless does not exclude my working as soon as the will exists to hear me myself. Yet the pure truth, the right knowledge, cannot be conveyed to people other than through the living inner word, and therefore I bless everyone who establishes this connection in order to receive and spread the pure truth for the blessing of his fellow human beings. For only when the pure truth is made accessible to people can the spiritual darkness be broken through and the path be taken which leads to beatitude, because only truth alone helps to achieve beatitude and because it is my will that all people shall become blissfully happy. Amen.